Recorded Books and RB Digital presents Rosemarked by Livia Blackburn, narrated by Vikas Adam and Angela Lynn.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Ziva. A bitter film of Zico root coats the inside of my mouth. I run my tongue over my palate to rub out the taste, though I know it won't work. Nothing dislodges Zico bitterness. Not water, not bread, nor goat's milk. If I'd been planning ahead, I might have brought a mint leaf to chew, but I've had more important things on my mind. The Zico pulp, which I'd sorted by smell and chewed mouthful by mouthful, now sits in a pot over a fire. It won't be long until the whole mixture boils, and I wonder if I should take it off the fire now, just to be safe. The hotter the Zico gets, the stronger its protective properties, but only up to a point. A perfect potion is brought to boiling and immediately cooled, but letting it boil a few moments longer ruins it all. Perhaps I should be cautious today when my future is at stake. Perhaps it's better to present a passable effort than to aim for perfection and fail. A bead of sweat rolls off my brow. As I wipe it away, I see my master, Kayla, sitting between two other healers. If I've added a spoonful too much water or built my fire too high, missorted the roots or chewed my mouthfuls to the wrong degree, she will have seen it. Many times before, Kayla has stopped me to gently correct my technique, but today she is an impartial judge, like the others. The sight of her strengthens my resolve, and I dismiss my thoughts of playing it safe. Kayla has taught me well, and I know I can do this. The first bubble forms at the surface of my mixture and pops, sending droplets of potion hissing into the fire. Immediately, I grab some washcloths and lift the pot off the flames. Then I stir the contents briskly until the entire mixture is cool enough to drink, murmuring the ritual prayer, "Goddess, let your touch come through the craft of my hands. Let your breath come through mine to those you've placed in my care." I bow deeply toward the judges. Doran, the head judge, rises to his feet and comes to stand in front of my fire.
"Tell me, what have you made, apprentice?"
"Zico potion, to protect against the bite of the soul stealer snake."
"And what does it protect?"
"The mind. It keeps the victim from losing his memory."
"When may it be safely used?"
"The potion causes no harm unless used alongside valerian root, in which case it may cause the victim to fall into an unwakeable sleep. But the potion itself will only protect the mind if taken before the bite, or within a quarter hour after if the brew is extremely potent." Doran nods in approval, then turns his attention toward the pot. He stirs the Zico pulp, observing the way his spoon moves through the mixture. He dips his finger and licks it, his forehead creasing as he works the mixture with his tongue. For a moment, he frowns, and my heart skips a beat. Does it taste wrong? Did I wait too long to take it off the flames? No, I'm sure I've done everything correctly.
"Well done,"
he says.
"Perfectly done."
I cannot suppress my smile, nor my deep sigh of relief. I glance behind Doran to see Kayla's eyes sparkling. Doran clears his throat.
"You have passed all the required tests to earn a healer's sash. You may stop now and serve Dara as a herbalist, or you may take one more test to become a high healer. But that trial carries by far the greater risk. What will you choose?"
His words are ritualized, but my throat tightens nonetheless. For the briefest moment, I hesitate. If I black out now, I wouldn't be the first apprentice to do so. But I've worked 10 years for this.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?